I'm Rona Tarrant. Australia has become the latest country to expel Russian diplomats as part of a global response to the poisoning of a Russian spy in the UK. More than 100 Russian diplomats from more than 20 countries were expelled in a coordinated response by the US and EU nations on Monday. Russia vowed to retaliate to what it called a provocative gesture and denies any role in the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. Pope Francis has joined leaders in praising a French police officer who was killed in a terror attack in the town of Trèbes on Friday. Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud Beltram convinced the gunman, identified as Redouane Ladkim, to allow him to take the place of a woman Ladkim was holding hostage in a grocery store. Bishop Alain Planet celebrated a memorial mass for the police officer on Sunday, and Pope Francis sent a message of condolence to the bishop, expressing his support for the families of the victims of the attack. A court in Melbourne, Australia, has heard it may take a number of weeks to rule on whether Cardinal George Pell will stand trial. The hearing in Melbourne Magistrates Court was told Magistrate Belinda Wallington's decision is expected in April. The hearing is expected to adjourn on Holy Thursday. Cardinal Pell, who has strongly denied the allegations against him, has taken leave from his post as Prefect of the Vatican Secretariat of the Economy. Linda Brown, whose attempt to enrol in an all-white school led to a landmark US civil rights ruling, has died at the age of 76. As an African-American child, Brown was barred from attending an elementary school in Kansas, and her father took a case on her behalf. The 1954 Brown versus Board of Education Supreme Court ruling struck down legal segregation in US schools. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.